Holding Space for Nobility, a memorial for Breonna Taylor. As I write this, we are now 125 days from the death of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old African ascendant living in America, who was employed as an emergency medical technician. Taylor was fatally shot by Louisville Metro Police Department officers Jonathan Mattingly, Brett Hankinson, and Miles Cosgrove on March 13, 2020. And as of today, these officers have not been arrested nor charged for her murder. I would like to hold space for Breonna, for her spirit, for who she was as a human living and existing, as a woman, as a daughter, as a friend, as someone who was loved and is worthy of justice and being seen. Throughout my work, I use hybridity as a way to point to layers of meaning and being, to point to the ways our histories, past, connections, and beliefs all compiled together on our bodies, resides as memory in our spirits and within our minds as knowing and understanding. Vanessa Guinieri, in her essay, Hybridity as Oxymoron, states, hybridity stands in opposition to the myth of purity and racial and cultural authenticity. A fixed and essentialist identity embraces blending, combining, syncretism, and encourages the composite and the impure. The intention of zoomorphism is a means of revealing commonalities in the human experience by creating a new genesis and species through reimagining. The use of mythic imagination creates an understanding of the experience of life. All societies are built on mythologies. Myth is the frame by which civilization is built. The devouts are fictional chimeras I have created that are sometimes masked, colossal, with female bodices that are hued black and blue, like water. Their heads are a myriad of totem animals such as deer, raven, bull, and vulture. Each devout can draw from their animal spirit the ability to heal and empower. The devouts were created from the prayers of African ascendant women living in America who desire intercessors for their plight of repeated injustices, where their pleas and cries have gone unheard. The devouts hold space. The amalgamation of the human and animal form is not one of degradation, but of holiness. I borrow from Native American belief that all are thou. Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants are sacred and worthy of reverence. The thought that men have dominion over every living creature, which historically has included human beings, has created irreparable death, damage, and destruction across this world. I cite spiritual ecofeminists who believe the connection between women, nature, and the cultural beliefs and histories of indigenous people is worth reclaiming and celebrating. In the art and room, the devouts are holding space for nobility, healing, and memorial for Breonna. They are monumental in form and sprawled across the four walls. Their faces are unmasked and all house images of Breonna as reflection and memory. Their bodices are a mixture of deer antlers and zebra legs. Deer possess the ability to move through life and obstacles with grace. They are vigilant, and their antlers represent renewal. As they fall off or break, they have the ability to grow back. It is through our vigilance for justice on Breonna's behalf that her spirit will be restored. Zebras represent a reliance upon the community and the human need for partnership and security. They teach us the value of communal living for comfort and safety against outside threat, to come together in solidarity in order to survive. Zebras are unable to sleep unless a herd member is standing guard and awake. As a national community seeking justice, we stand on guard and awake for Brianna. Just beneath the prominent figure on the main wall, an altar of various Black tiara glassware sits. Tiara was a very popular hostess setting in the 70s and 80s. In this space, we host Brianna's spirit. There is salt water in each vessel as tears seeking to cleanse, reconcile, and give balance to the emotional disorder and agitation. The water washes away the grief and the impurities of our failed justice system.